And welcome to Twisted Talk. I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
All right. We welcome you back to the show because we're giving you a overall update on what's happening severe weather-wise. Yesterday was a pretty rocky day. It kind of, I think, surprised the people at the Storm Prediction Center. However, today it looks like they're kind of more on the beam.
I think so. I think after yesterday they kind of lowballed what was going on yesterday. And today, who knows, they may actually have overreacted. So I guess we'll see.
Well, wait, yeah, see what's going on. Brandon, last night we looked at a whole bunch of tornado reports. And what's the latest update you have from that on those reports?
Okay, so we have tornado reports here from yesterday. Gary, you and I were just talking about this a moment ago. Now, these are not necessarily confirmed tornadoes. These are tornado reports.
Right.
This has all been within the last 24 hours, so they are very much still in the process of confirming and verifying all of this information. And it may be a few days yet before, you know, the final totals come in, but... Gary, didn't we see like 106 tornado reports here?
Yes.
At last glance?
Right.
The great majority of them centered in the state of Nebraska, with Iowa coming in a close second.
Yeah.
So definitely the kind of central and upper central plains really being the center of attention here yesterday as far as these storms are concerned.
Right. And it looks to reload again later today in that area. The thing that Sue and I were amazed at, and you were too, only two injuries reported, but no fatalities.
Yeah, it's amazing. People really paid attention, and
yeah,
I think
did.
Really it's kind of almost a synergistic thing between the amount of, you know, social media, I think, is kind of crappy for most things. But on the other hand, people were really alerted to what was going on,
yes,
around them by following things like Facebook and Instagram and,
right,
people tweeting, people sending pictures, people posting stuff on Instagram. And, of course, a number of meteorologists who basically stayed on the air for hours at end reporting,
yes,
on this.
I've got to give kudos to the people in the Omaha TV stations.
Yes, they did a great job.
Channel 4, 6, and the other number, it loses me at the moment, but these meteorologists were on the air,
yeah,
and they gave very good,
yes,
up-to-date information. And Brandon, if you saw under the radar yesterday links, there was a pretty good hook echo near Omaha yesterday afternoon. That, there was no,
yes,
doubt.
Yes, it is.
There was no doubt. And
yes, it was. I've been examining some video that's been put up of some of the you know, on-air broadcast reports, mm-hmm, yesterday. Just looking at some of these radar images, and it does not get any more clear than that.
No. If you didn't think there was a tornado on the ground, I'm not sure what you were smoking in that part of the country.
No,
crazy.
I think there's every possibility that tornado was at least a high-end F4.
Yeah, that they're, I did check the Omaha Weather Service. They're still doing research.
Yeah.
There's no preliminary, not even any preliminary reports filed yet.
Yeah.
But I expect to not see anything, maybe even tomorrow, maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Well, if they get hit again, it's going to be really complicated.
And that's why they're not
sorting stuff out.
That's why they're not out today in, yeah, full force, because there's a possibility of that happening again.
Yeah.
The first PDS watch of the year has gone up.
Is this the first one of the year?
This is the first one of the year,
man.
From what I understand. This is the first one. And it replaced an older tornado watch that,
yes,
had been out. It took care of that. Now, here's what they're saying about this. Guys, we're looking at the chance of tornadoes is high in this watch area. EF2 plus tornadoes, high. Severe wind, high. Severe hail, high. 2+ inch hail, high. So even if you miss a tornado, you may get slammed pretty nicely with maybe baseball-sized hail, which is not going to do much for your roof or car either. So that's what's going on with that. And I also noticed there's many areas, Sue and Brandon, and parts of those same areas, they're under flood watches, too.
Yeah.
Because of very heavy rain.
They're definitely expecting heavy rain out of these.
They had some heavy rains yesterday. Some places reported 1 to 2 inches plus.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Some of those tornadoes, especially that one that went across the suburbs of Omaha, that one was pretty much rain wrapped most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. And Brandon, again, as the old adage, 3 supercells did most of the damage again. Tornado. It never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, including the one in Texas that, mm-hmm,
that's right,
struck just, I think, just north of Waco.
Right. So what can we say,
yeah,
Brandon?
It's always... It always is a point of interest to me that when we have outbreaks like this where we see multiple supercells involved, it ends up being a relatively small number of them that wind up spinning off most of the more violent tornadoes. And that was the case again here. We had you know, you had several storms throughout the region. And like you said, it's, you know, basically three different cells responsible for most of the tornadoes and most of the storm damage.
It's like the three bullies on the block get really pissed about something and go after everybody. And you're like, wow. Now, here's the latest update from the Storm Prediction Center. This is concerning the PDS watch. And for those of you who have listened to us in that area of the country, a trio of discrete supercells are ongoing across part of the northwest Texas in the southwest Oklahoma area, just ahead of a pronounced dry line. This relatively and most favorable thermodynamic environment is just ahead of these cells. In other words, moist air, plenty of lift, plenty of shear. Large hail will be the primary initial threat, but as the supercells mature, the tornado threat should correspondingly increase, amid 0 to 1 kilometer SRH of 100 to MS2 shear. And what that basically means, folks, is plenty of wind. These storms, once they move into this favorable area, will probably very quickly soon become tornadic in a matter of just half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, and in fact, there's at least one storm within the PDS watch that already is tornado warned.
Okay, so already we're getting going. And there is a cold pool in the upper atmosphere. And yes, that cold pool can aid to tornado development. It's amazing. All these physics agreements come together, and bingo, bango, bongo, head for the cellar. So that's where we're at with that now. Brandon, this threat will not only go through the afternoon, but it will go more to the northeast and east as the evening rolls on, as storms will initiate probably again in the same areas in Nebraska that it did yesterday, and then more to the east in parts of Missouri and parts of Iowa. So again, this is going to be one of those things where it could be a long night for a lot of those places that got hit yesterday afternoon. Could turn into even a longer evening than it was yesterday.
Yes, and as this continues to, you know, start to stretch its way, you know, to the east and northeast, folks, this is definitely the time to keep an eye to the sky. If you've got a weather radio, which we hope you do, make sure it's got fresh batteries. Make sure you have it tuned and programmed. Keep your smartphone handy and charged. Keep your TV tuned to the local news stations. You can have, as people do today, multiple incoming streams of information. Mm-hmm. And I think it bears mentioning here that we pointed this out in our interview with Jim Spann, which I believe we have up now, if any of you care to go back and listen to that.
Right.
And Jim made this point, and I'm going to make it here again. Do not wait until you hear a siren.
Right.
Have your radio, have your smartphone, you know, have a TV on. There are other ways, much more accurate and much faster ways to get information. So make sure you take advantage of all of that.
Yeah,
I think
certainly don't wait until you hear something that sounds like a train or a jet engine.
Yeah, really. As a matter of fact, some of those places that had tornado warnings yesterday, the sirens didn't go off because the power was out. So there were no sirens. And so people had their phones ready or their weather radios. And when they heard the warnings go out, they took shelter. And that's what you have to do. Don't wait for the sirens, because sometimes the sirens will go out.
Yeah. I think those people were doing exactly what Brandon told them to do.
Yeah. So see, Brandon, you're saving lives.
You're saving lives, Brandon.
And that's worth pointing out here.
Yeah.
I'm betting that a lot of those people did have their radios and their phones and TVs handy, and they heeded the warnings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, despite the intensity of this storm, as it has been pointed out, only two reported injuries, no fatalities.
And for you weather geeks out there, if you like this, this is the kind of stat you like. The dew point in Chickasaw, Oklahoma right now is 71.
Oh, boy.
The dew point in Amarillo is 32.
Now, that's interesting.
There's your dry line, folks. Yeah. So, again, everything east of that dry line is going to be just prime for supercell development. And remember, many, many storms in the Midwest and the Plains, and even in this part of the country sometimes, the dry line is the initiator of supercell storms, and guess what? There you go. And you're on your way. Sue, just real quick again, these storms will not take long to build. Once they start firing, they will fire quickly.
No, and really the same thing happened yesterday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those storms grew quickly and they intensified quickly.
Yeah, so it doesn't take much at all for this to get the rock and roll show going.
I certainly anticipate that probably not very long, I would guess within an hour, you're going to have another PDS watch downstream of this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Brandon, this is going to be an event that not only rides in the afternoon, but like we said earlier, it's going to be an overnight event, no doubt about it.
Yeah, this is certainly shaping up to be a longer duration situation here. So, yeah, keep those radios and smartphones handy. Keep an eye on what's going on. And wherever you are, wherever you have to be, know where your shelters are in case you have to take action.
That's very important. Always be aware of what's around you. Yeah.
And our advice to all you storm chasers out there, do not stop at the 7-Eleven and get those hot dogs. Because you know what happens anyway. But some great storm reports yesterday and some great video. I know, so how can tornado videos be great? Well, we learn from watching them. We do learn things when we see them. Not only we see the ferocity of the storm, but we do see structure and everything else. And yeah, we've talked about all that before, but it does help in doing research.
And
it,
of course, we also see people being complete idiots.
Yeah, we do. And if you want to be one of the Darwin Award winners, just head there at 90 miles an hour, and we guarantee you'll get your shot. So anyway, again, just be careful out there today. And for Ohio and everything, Michigan, Kentucky, nice weather, temperatures in the 80s, maybe a pop-up storm or two over the next couple of days, but nothing like it's going to be happening out in the Midwest and Tornado Alley today and even parts of the day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good possibility of severe weather then before this big storm center decides to go into Canada and waves bye-bye. So anyway, I guess that's really about it from us. So
yeah, we'll probably be back a little bit later.
We'll give you an update probably later on this afternoon or early this evening, let you know what's going on severe weather-wise, because I get the feeling it's going to be a long day for a lot of people. Yep. And we may give a wrap-up. Depending on how severe it gets, you may get a wrap-up from us tomorrow, too, just to let you know what's going on. But anyway, on that note, stay safe, stay smart, and, you know, heed the warnings, for God's sake. They're not there just to get bonus for a brownie points for the TV guys. They say, hit the shelter, hit the shelter. And for Twister Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
Take care.